River Farm Network. The next generation of seeds is hitting the market this year. For we go to Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson at Commodity Classic.
I'm speaking with Pioneer Soybean Marketing Lead, Liz Knutson. What has you most excited about the Z series of soybeans that Pioneer's releasing?
Gosh, that's a hard question for me to answer because there's not a part of this class I'm not excited about, but perhaps the one thing I could pinpoint is that Z-Series brings forward both offense and defense in one package to bring farmers more yield, more agronomics, and enhanced disease protection, as well as more exclusive varieties. So pull that all together and you got Z-Series soybeans, that's a lot to be excited about.
What sort of improvements are you guys seeing from the Z-Series over the A-Series?
So from a yield perspective, we're seeing a 2.7 bushel per acre yield advantage over our current A-Series varieties. That's real dollars in a farmer's pocket. We're talking $35 an acre. That's not something you cannot stand up and take notice of. As well as on the enhanced disease protection side of things, so for a farmer to see, you know, in some cases up to a full score improvement in native trait resistance to something like white mold, a half a score improvement in something like SCN, to see 13 new peaking varieties coming forward in this class of 50, that's something that really matters and really brings more to our growers.
What sort of new markets do you anticipate the Z Series opening the door to?
I think across the U.S., we continue to see folks planting soybeans in places that historically they maybe just wanted to plant corn. And so when I have a variety that can bring $35 an acre more than, you know, a bean I was planting before, that's something that I'm going to consider a more diverse rotation perhaps. And so just expansion across more acres, I think, is an opportunity, as well as these beans can go just about anywhere, right? With a class of 50, you've got the opportunity to see improvements in a number of agronomic challenges that you might have said, hey, I can't plant beans there. That's not an option for me anymore. And so just the opportunity to open up those acres that we maybe walked away from in the past, now with some of these improvements, is something I think we'll see farmers considering.
That was Pioneer Soybean Marketing Lead, Liz Knutson. Live coverage of the Commodity Classic here in Houston, Texas is brought to you by Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and TruTerra. Live from Houston, Texas, for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
Checking Mark.